Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samach Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding five lines from the bottom on Samach Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, Klo and B'Miklois. So we said in the Mishnah that the way Rashi learns is that the Kohen Gadol takes the par and the sayer and he braids them together, the bodies of the par and the sayer, he braids them together. So says the Gemara, Amr B'Yoichnan, Kimin Kliya. It means that he braids them together like a braid. And Mepharshim explained that the Gemara, that Rabbi Yoichnan is coming to be Lafuke, that you shouldn't think that when the Mishnah says Klo and B'Miklois, that you braid it onto a braid. You shouldn't think that b'miklois means that you braid it on, that you would put the par and the sayer onto a braided pole. Meaning that's how you could have read the Mishnah. That klo and b'miklois means he takes the par and the sayer and he puts it onto braided poles. No, says Rabbi Yochanan, kemin kliya, that's what he does to the actual animals. That the par and the sayer themselves get braided. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana, lo haya menatchan nituach basar oila, that they would not cut up the par and the sayer like they would in oila, meaning they would cut it up as we'll see soon, but they wouldn't take off the skin. They wouldn't do it. The process of nituach wasn't the same as it is by a carbon oila. By a carbon oila, it gets cut up and it also gets skinned. Over here, when it comes to the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur, it gets cut up, but it doesn't get skinned. Ela ar al gabe basar, the skin remains on the flesh. Minan emili, how do we know that that's the case? Who said, how do we know that that's the din? The Tanakh, as we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, Nemer Kan or Ubasar Uferesh. It says over here regarding the parent sire of Yom Kippur, it says or Ubasar Uferesh. It says the skin, the basar, and the waist, that it all gets burnt. Venemer Lahalan, and it says regarding the Parkayin Mashiach. Parkayin Mashiach is really just a regular chatos, except for when it's the Kayin who was Nimshach with the Shemina Mishcha that does an Avera, which is Chayv Chatas, so he brings a special Chatas. It's called a Par Kain Mashiach. So it says regarding the Par Kain Mashiach, it also says Or Ubasar Uferesh. Says the same Lashon. So Malahalon, just like over there, when it comes to the Par Kain Mashiach, Aide Nituach, Vula Aide Hevshed, just like over there, it gets cut up, but it doesn't get skinned. So Afkan, so to over here, when it comes to the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur, Ayidei Nituach V'lo Ayidei Hefshet. Also, it gets cut up, but it doesn't get skinned. Now, says the Gemara of Ahasamin Alon, and how do we know that when it comes to the par Kain Mashiach, that it gets cut up, but it doesn't get skinned? It's not like it says it in the Pasuk. It doesn't say it in the Torah that that's the case. So how do we know that that's the Hadin when it comes to the par Kain Mashiach? Says the Gemara, because the Tani we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'kir Bayu Fir Shoy V'Haitzi, the Pasuk says regarding the Par Kain Mashiach, that he takes it out, Malamid, that he takes it out to burn it. So Malamid, Shemaitziu Shalem, which teaches us that he takes it out while it's Shalem, it's not cut up. Because it says V'Haitzi, Haitzi is a Lashon Yachid, it doesn't say V'Haitziu, it says V'Haitzi. So you see that it's all together, it's all in one piece. So he takes it out all in one piece. Yachal Yisrafenu Shalem, I might think that he also burns it while it's still Shalem. So Nemar Kan Reish V'Krav, Nemar Lahalan, Reish V'Krav. It says over here regarding the Par Kain Mashiach Reish V'Krav, and it says regarding the carbon Ayla also, it says Reish V'Krav. So you also over there, also, just like over there, Malahalan, just like when it comes to the carbon ayla, Ayidei Nituach, it gets cut up. So Afkan Ayidei Nituach. So too by the Par Kain Mashiach, it gets cut up. Well, the Malahalan Ayidei Hefshet. Well, if we're learning it out from a carbon ayla, so carbon ayla, it also gets skinned. So Afkan Ayidei Hefshet. So maybe over here also, by the Par Kain Mashiach, it has to get skinned. Tamulaymar Vikir Bayu Pirshay. It says Vikir Bayu Pirshay. It says it in its innards and its ways. So my Tamudos, so how do you see from that it doesn't get skinned. Rav Papa explained that what the Braisa means to Darshan is like this, that Kashem Shapirshay Bikirboy Kach Pasaray Ba'ira. Just like its waste doesn't get taken out, it gets burnt together while it's still in the animal. That's Pasha. It would be bizarre to take it out and to burn it separately. It gets burnt while it remains in the animal. Whatever perish is in the animal gets burnt inside of it. So too when it comes to the Basar and the Ar, meaning the Pasuk, if you look at the full Pasuk, it says Ves Ar Hapar, Ves Kol Basar. Yarei, Al Reishai, Al Krav, Vikir Bayu Ufirshai. So the Gemara is saying, Rapapa is explaining that we're comparing the relationship between the Peresh and the body of the Par to the relationship between the Basar and the Ar. Just like the Peresh, it's Pashat that it doesn't get taken out. So too, that's the relationship with the Basar and the Ar. The Basar and the Ar also, the Basar does not get taken out of the Ar. So that's how we know that that's the din when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach. So we learn out from an Oila that it gets cut up, but it gets taken out while it's shalim, but it gets cut up before it's burnt. And we don't learn from the Oila the fact that it gets skinned. We have a drasha to say that when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach, that it doesn't get skinned. And then we have a limud from the Par. So we know that that's the din when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach, that it gets cut up when it gets burnt and it doesn't get skinned. Now we have a limud from the Par Kohen Mashiach to the Par Nisar of Yom Kippur, because by both of them it says or ubasar uferesh. By both of them it says the same thing of or ubasar uferesh. So therefore we learn out one from the other. We learn out from the Par Kohen Mashiach that just like the Par Kohen Mashiach is cut up and not skinned, so too that's the din when it comes to the Par and the Sayer of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara Vayter, Me'emesai metamid begodim. We said in the Mishnah, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Machlaikis, the halacha is that those that burn the Par and the Sayer of Yom Kippur, those that take it out and to burn it, so they and their clothing that are on them become Tameh. So when does that Tumah kick in? So the Tanakhama of the Mishnah said that as soon as they leave the Azara, as soon as they leave the Azara holding the Par and the Sayer, right then and there, that's when the Tumah kicks in and they become Tameh. However, Rav Shimon was Chalik, and Rav Shimon said that no, the Tumah only kicks in once the fire burns rive of the Par and the Sayer. So now says the Gemara, we're going to bring a riot to the Tanakhama that it's as soon as they leave the Azara. Or not a riot, we'll see this is the Makar for the Tanakhama that it's as soon as they leave the Azara. Says the Gemara, that we learned in the Braisa, Tan Rabbanan. The Braisa says as follows, Yoitzi al michutz l'machne. The Pasuk says regarding the Par and the Sayer, when it gets taken out on Yom Kippur, it says that it's supposed to be taken out michutz l'machne. Now michutz l'machne makes it sound like you only have to take it out of one machne. For those who are with us for Pesachim, perhaps you remember that there's three machanes. The three machanes as relates to the Beis HaMikdash. One's called the Machane Shechina, one's the Machane Leviyah, and then the third is the Machane Yisrael. The Machane Shechina refers to within the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara itself, that's the Machane Shechina. Once you're outside the Azara, so then you're in the Machane Leviyah. Outside the Azara, the entire Har HaBayis, that's called the Machane Leviyah. Outside of Har HaBayis, the rest of Yerushalayim, that's called the Machane Yisrael. So now the Brayis is being medayik from the fact that the pasuk says Yoitzi al michutz lamachne. It says that you take the Par and the Sayer out of the Machane. It's mashma. You only have to take it out of one Machane. So being that it started in the Azara, which is the Machane Shechina, so you have to take it out of the Machane Shechina. You have to take it out of the Azara, and that's it. Vesarfu, and then you burn it. It's mashman that that's the din, that you just take it out of one machne. However, ask the Braisa, that lahalana tanaisin lam shalish machnes. When it comes to the other paramanisrafim, namely the par kain mashiach that we mentioned until now, and then also the par helm davar shel tzibur, which also is a par that gets burnt. But when it comes to those two parim, the halacha is that they get taken out of three machnes. Vekana tanaisin lahem machne achas. And here you mean to tell me that the pasuk means that it only gets taken out of one machne? That can't be. We know that they're them are the same, that they get taken to the same place. So if so, it must be that really the Par and the Sayer get taken out of three machnais. The Par and the Sayer of Yom Kippur really get taken out of three machnais. So why does the Torah say it in such a misleading lashon? Why does it say that you take it out michutz l'machne, which is mashma that it's only one machne, when really we know that the din is that it gets taken out of three machnais. It has to even get taken out of Yerushalayim outside of the Machne Yisrael. Says the Gemara Leimer Lecha, the pasuk is coming to teach us that Kevon Sheyatzo Chutz LaMachne Achas, that as soon as they leave one machne, as soon as they leave the Azara, Metamim Begadim, that's when the Tumah kicks in. So this is the Makar for the Tanakhama, because the pasuk says Michutz LaMachne. We know it can't be talking about, it's not describing where they burn it, because we know they really burn it outside of three machnes. It must be that the pasuk is describing when the Tumah kicks in. And again, how do we know that he gets taken out of three machanais? So the Braisa said, because that's the din when it comes to the par kain Mashiach and the par halom davar shel tzibur. Well, says the Gemara of Hasam Inalan. Now, how do we know that when it comes to the other par manisrafim, how do we know that that's the din that it gets taken out of three machanais? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'haitzi es kol ha-par. So the Pasuk says that you take out the par. So it says the Braisa, that means chutz l'shalosh machanais. It means outside the three machanais. Well, doesn't say that. Says the Braisa, Ata'imer chutz l'shalosh machanais. Ayeina ela chutz l'machana achas. You're saying it's outside the three machanais. How do you know that? Maybe it really just means outside of one machanah. So says the Braisa, then no, because Keshu Aimer bePar HaEda, when it says regarding the Par Helom Davar Shel Tzibur, the Par HaEda, it's also called the Par HaEda, when it says regarding the Par HaEda, El Michutz LaMachaneh, it says the Lashon of El Chutz LaMachaneh, She'ein Tamul Aimer. Now that's completely redundant. We don't need the Pasuk, the Torah, by the Par HaEda to tell us that it gets taken out of the Machaneh to get burnt. Well, how, why not? Sha'rei Kvar Nemer, V'Sarav HaYisoy Kasher Sarav HaSapar HaRishon, because the Torah already tells us to burn it the same way we did with the Par Kain Mashiach. And by the Par Kain Mashiach had already told us to take it out of the Machaneh. So once the Torah tells us by the Par Eda to burn it the same way we burnt the Par Kain Mashiach, so we know it has to get taken out of the Machaneh. So why does the Torah say Al Michutz LaMachaneh? So why does the Torah say it? Umatam Uleimer Al Michutz LaMachaneh? Why does the Torah tell us this Lashon, this again, Al Michutz LaMachaneh? It must be Litin LeMachaneh Shnia. It must be to say that it doesn't just get taken out of one Machaneh, you have to add another Machaneh. It gets taken out of two machanais. Ukeshu aimer. Then when the pasuk says michutz lamachane, when the pasuk says again michutz lamachane, when it comes to badeshan, when it comes to haitzas adeshan, right? Haitzas adeshan, we said, is not trumas adeshan. Trumas adeshan was every day ashes got taken off the mizbeach and put on the side of the kevesh. This is haitzas adeshan. At certain times when there's too much ashes on the mizbeach, so ashes would get removed and it was taken outside the machane. It was taken. And it says michutz lamachane. She'ein tamul aimer. Now we don't need the pasuk to tell us that. We don't need the pasuk to tell us that the haitzas hadeshan, when there's too many ashes on the mizbeach and the ashes get removed, that it has to go outside of the machaneh. Why not? Sha'rei kvar nemer, because the Torah already tells us regarding the parma nisrafim, el shefech hadeshan. It tells us that when you burn the parma nisrafim, the par kai mashiach, and the par helm davar shel tzibur, so we know that that's done outside, right now at least, outside at least of two machanais, and the pasuk over there says it's also the place that the deshan gets put. It calls it el shefech hadeshan. So that means we already know that if that's the place that the deshan, by haitzas hadeshan, gets placed, so that means we know already that haitzas hadeshan goes michutz lamachaneh. So why does the Torah by the pasuk describing Haitzas Hadeshan have to tell us that you're supposed to take it outside the Machaneh? I already know that from the psukim describing the Parma Nisrafim. It must be Tein Lei Machaneh Shlishes. It must be to add another Machaneh that really it's supposed to get taken out of three Machaneh. So that's the Makar when it comes to the Parma Nisrafim and technically Haitzas Hadeshan, that the place that the ashes get placed and the place where the Parim get burnt is outside of three Machaneh, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Machaneh Yisrael. And then from there we learn to the Par Nisayir of Yom Kippur, and therefore the pasuk that says by the Par Nisayir of Yom Kippur Yoytzal Michutz LaMachaneh must be to teach us that that's when the Tumah kicks in, that the Tumah kicks in as soon as the people taking out the Par Nisayir, as soon as they leave the Azara. Says the Gemara of Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, we said that his shita is that no, they don't. The tumah doesn't kick in right away. Reb Shimon's shita was that the tumah kicks in only once the fire burns most of the par and the sayer. So Reb Shimon, hi michutz lamachne my avile. So what does he do with this pasuk which says michutz lamachne? So we already said now what the Tanakama learns from it, that that's gufa is makar. So what does Reb Shimon learn from the pasuk of michutz lamachne? Says the Gemara, mi bar lechadetanya. He uses it for the drasha, for the following drasha described in the Braisa. The drasha, the Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, the Nemer kan michutz lamachne, the Nemer lahalom michutz lamachne. It says over here regarding the Par Nisayir v'Yom Kippur, it says the Lashon of michutz lamachne, and it also says regarding Par Aduma, it says michutz lamachne. So we make a drasha. Then ma kan chutz l'shalosh machanos. Just like over here, with regards to the paran desayer of Yom Kippur, it gets taken out of three machanos, like we already said them, how we know that. So af l'halon, so to over there, when it comes to the paran aduma, chutz l'gimel machanos. It has to get taken out of three machanos. Uma l'halon, and just like the paran aduma, is b'mizracha shal Yerushalayim. So we know it gets taken out of Yerushalayim. But which direction? North, south, east, west? So we know by paran aduma, it's supposed to go out to the east. So af kabe Mizracha shel Yerushalayim. So too, when the paran desayer of Yom Kippur, when they get taken out to be burnt, so the halacha is that they get taken out to the east of Yerushalayim. That's where they get burnt. So now, according to the Rabbanan, meaning according to the Tanakhama, so we're outside of Yerushalayim, do the Paran Desire of Yom Kippur get burnt, or all the Paran Manisrafim? Where do all the Paran Manisrafim get burnt? They don't seem to have any makar to describe to us which direction it's supposed to go. So how do they choose a side? North, south, east, west? Which direction? We said these people are going to take out the Paran Desire. Where are they running? Are they running north, south, east, or west? So says the Gemara, Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that the Braisa tells us which direction to go outside of Yerushalayim to burn the Paran Nisrafim. And that is Heichan Nisrafim, says the Braisa, where do the Paran Nisrafim get burnt? Letzvayna shal Yerushalayim v'chutz l'shalosh machanais. So the Braisa tells us that it gets burnt outside three machanais, that we already knew, and to the north of Yerushalayim. Rashi explains why the north, we don't have any pasuk, so why the north? Explains Rashi, shekol meisa chattas b'tzafayin. Because that's always the halacha, the shechita of the chattas is in the tzafayin, the entire Maisa Chatas is always done in the north. Normally it's the north of the Azara, but so too, since north is always a direction of a Chatas, so therefore when it gets taken out of Yerushalayim to get burnt, so it's mistaber that the direction it gets burnt, the place outside of Yerushalayim that it gets burnt, is to the north. So it's outside Yerushalayim, outside three machanais, to the north. Says the Gebraisa further, that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Abeis HaDesha Nisrafin. That not only, there's another halacha, and that is that it has to get burnt on the Beis HaDesha. Since, like we said before, the Pasuk says, Al Shefach HaDesha, so the halacha is that you first have to put Desha there. You have to take the ashes. We said that by Haitzah HaDesha, this is also the place that the ashes were placed. That by Haitzah HaDesha, when there was too many ashes on the Mizbeach, so they took ashes off, and they brought it also to the same place. Says Rabbi Yossi, that before you burn in the Paran Nisrafim, you have to put ashes from the Mizbeach on that place. Because then it gets a shame, Beis HaDeshen, and it needs to be called a Beis HaDeshen. It needs to be a Shefach HaDeshen. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Uman Tana, the Palagalei de Rabbi Yossi. It's Mashma from the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi was saying this as a Chiddush, that someone else is Chaylik. So who is this Tana that's Chaylik on Rabbi Yossi, and who holds that you don't have to put ashes there first? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yossi, his name is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. How do we know that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Chaylik? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, in our Gersa it says El, but really it's in the Pasuk it's an Ayin, it's Al. Al Shefach HaDeshen Yisarif. It says that the Parkai Mashiach gets burnt on the Shefach HaDeshen. So Shiyehe L'Sham Deshen. So the Tanakamo, who seems to be Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakamo Darshan says that it has to be a place where there's Deshen, meaning you're supposed to first put ashes there, and then you burn the Parkai Mashiach. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimer, however, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Chaylik. And he says, no, Shehemi Kaimai Meshupach. He learns out that Shefach HaDeshen means that the place should be on a slant. So this way, when you finish burning the Parakai Mashiach, the ashes of it, not that there are other ashes, the ashes of it will slope downwards, will start rolling down. So Shehemi Kaimai Meshupach, that's how he learns Shefach HaDeshen. That Shefach HaDeshen means that the Deshen should like fall downwards, and it's referring to the ashes of the Parakai Mashiach. So therefore, when you burn it, you have to make sure to burn it on a slanted ground, on uneven ground. So we see that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he's the Tana who doesn't darshan that the ashes have to be placed there first, so he's the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yossi. Amalei Abaye says to Rava that it's on a raya, v'dilma b'mekayme meshupach u'depligi. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is maida to Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he's maida to the Tanakama. He also holds that ashes have to be placed there first. He's just adding a second criteria. They're having a machlaikas regarding just this second condition, just regarding meshupach Mekaymei Meshupach. Everybody holds that the first Padash is there, because it says Shevech Hadeshen. But Eliezer ben Yaakov is adding another criteria that the Tanakhama didn't hold of, and that is that being that the Pasuk doesn't call it a Beis Hadeshen, it calls it a Shevech Hadeshen, so he's learning out from there that the place has to be slanted, it has to be Meshupach. And that's what the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is coming to say, but not that he's Chaylik on the Tanakhama. Really, it could be he agrees that you have to put ashes there first, and therefore you have no raya that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the Tanu who holds, not like Rabbi Yaisi.